Good morning, everybody. Good to see you all. Thanks for joining us here in person and online. It's an honor to be with you this morning. My name is J.J. Sly, and I'm one of the pastors here at Grace Covenant Church. If I've met you in person, good to see you again. If I've met you online, you know my favorite emoji is the fire emoji with the rocket. We all have our favorites. Go ahead and throw your favorite emoji in the comments. There's a story behind that. I love the rocket and the fire because God's always launching something. He's always doing something, right? He's always preparing us for takeoff. So I just like to throw that in there. People make fun of me for doing it, but I think it's a cool emoji. Great to see you guys. Great to see your eyes smiling back at me. You know you can see smiles in the eyes, right? You can see that squint and that smile. I love it. I love seeing everybody smile. Today I get the privilege to continue our sermon series, Locally Grown. We know that locally grown produce is a little bit different than what you buy in the commercial grocery store, correct? That nice, ripe, red tomato you see on the counter that you bought at the produce stand or that you grew yourself tastes a little bit different than the one you buy in the store, right? It's a little more satisfying. Can we agree that it's a little more satisfying? Self-grown produce or locally grown produce at your farmer's market satisfies us a little bit better. It's the same thing with the fruit of the Spirit. They satisfy us as well. The fruits of the Spirit that God has given us are very satisfying. They bring a great aroma, a great taste, and a great smell to our lives. Today, I get the privilege of talking to you about kindness. Can we agree together that we could stand to have a little bit more kindness? Three of you think so. If you need more proof, you can go back and watch the presidential debate from a couple weeks ago. We need more kindness. Amen. Thank you. See, you talk back to me, I'm gonna move on. But if you're not talking back to me, I might have to stay put a little longer, okay? What kindness is, it's love in motion. Kindness is when we step across the threshold and put love into action. And that's the title of my message this morning, Love in Action. And you might be thinking to yourself, wait, haven't we already talked about love a few weeks ago? We already talked about that fruit? Yeah, we have. But God is love. We know that, right? God is love. To me, that means God is kind. God is kind. And we're going to learn what it means to be kind. But first, we're going to tackle the topic of love for just a little bit. We've seen in our community, maybe on social media, or maybe you've even experienced, who's been a recipient of an act of kindness? How did it make you feel? A lot of people, wow. I have never been a recipient. Like, people are kind to me, but not like the pay it forward type kind, you know, where you're in the drive-thru and the person in front of you. That's never happened to me. I want it to happen to me so I can see what it feels like and to see if maybe I'm persuaded to do the same thing to the people behind me. But what did it make you feel like when somebody was randomly kind to you for no reason at all? Talk to me. What did it make you feel like?
Blessed.
Blessed? Grateful?
Caught me off guard.
Caught you off guard? Seen? I proposed the same question to the staff here, and some of the answers that I got back were, I felt loved and seen. I felt relieved and loved. I felt special and loved. You see the common theme in what kindness makes us feel? It makes us feel loved, right? Kindness is love in action. Let's pray. God, I thank you for who you are in our lives. I thank you that you meet us where we are. You meet us here in the sanctuary. You meet us in our homes. You meet us wherever we find space for you, God. You meet us there. And I pray that, God, that we would be open ears and open hearts to hear your word today, that you would speak to us clearly and that we would put this word into action and that we become people of love and people of kindness to the community around us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We're going to start out in a familiar scripture. If you've ever been to a wedding, you've probably heard some of this scripture recited, but 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we're going to start reading in verse 1. If I could speak all the languages of earth and angels, but didn't love others, I would be only a noisy gong or clanging cymbal. If I had the gift of prophecy, and if I understood all of God's secret plans and possessed all knowledge, and if I had such faith that I could move mountains, but didn't love others, I would be nothing. If I gave everything to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it, but if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up. Love never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures every circumstance. As love grows in our heart, kindness is a fruit once we step across the threshold. Now let's talk about love for just a minute, and then we'll get into kindness on a deeper level. Sorry, this thing's hurting my ear. All right, the first point I want to make is this. Without love, nothing I say makes a difference. If I'm not portraying love out of my heart when I speak, nothing I say makes a difference. If God isn't pouring into our hearts and pouring out, our words are nothing. The Bible says they're just a clanging gong. It's like, have you ever tried to talk over, like, if Steve was up here banging on the drums, banging on the, what are the top things called? Cymbals. Trying to talk over that? That would be like trying to talk without love. You wouldn't be able to hear it, right? Now, we want to hear good speeches. We want to hear good messages. I want what I say, like, not in a bad way, but I want what I say to make a difference in your life. Not because I said it, but because God said it. This is a heart of love. When we get to the place where what we say out of love, when we have love in our heart, what we say will make a difference. But if we're speaking outside of that realm, it's just like noise. It's like a radio station that's not in tune. Number two, without love, nothing I know makes a difference. If I had the gift of prophecy in 1 Corinthians 13, if I had the gift of prophecy, and if I understood all of God's secret plans and possessed all knowledge but didn't love others, I would be nothing. We can spend our whole life trying to gain intellectual knowledge. We can spend our life in the books. We can get PhD and all these degrees and know all this intellectual stuff, but if we don't have love, it will make no difference to anybody. Right? Y'all agree with that? Without love, we're nothing. Hear what God's saying. Without love, we're nothing. And who is God? Love. So without God, we're nothing. We live in a world where we want knowledge. We want to know everything. We want to know what's coming next. We want to be the first to hear the news. But God desires for us to posture ourselves in a place that we want to be the first to hear from Him. And when we have God in our heart and His love in us, this is where our posture will be. With His love, we will make a difference. Without His love, we will not make a difference. Number three, without love, nothing I believe makes a difference. If I had such faith that I can move mountains, I would be worth nothing at all without love. Hang tight with me. We're going to get to kindness, I promise. But we have to get a grip of love first. We have to know love first. We have to know what love means before we'll be able to put it into action, into kindness. Following Christ is more than just knowing things. It's a relationship. It's a love relationship with Him. This is what following Christ is. It's a love relationship. And as we cultivate this relationship, as we pour into this relationship, He will meet us where we are and push us into places that we can be love to others. And then we can put our love in action. We can cross that threshold that sometimes we're afraid of and be kind to the people around us. Number five. Was that number four or three? Was that number three? All right, number four, sorry. Sorry about that. I'm a person, I make mistakes. Number four, without love, nothing I give makes a difference. If I give everything I have to the poor and even sacrifice my body, but I didn't love others, I will be of no value whatsoever. Where are our motives? Where is our heart? Is our heart motivated from love, or is our heart motivated from selfish ambition? Where is our heart? We have to ask ourselves this question. Nobody can answer this question except for us. Why do we give the things that we do? Why do we give an offering today? Did we give an offering today just so we can get back? Or do we give an offering today because we love God? When you give out of a heart of love, the things that you give will make a difference. Number five, nothing I accomplish makes a difference. In verse 3 of the message paraphrase, it says, "So no matter what I say, what I believe, and what I do, I am bankrupt without love." Bankrupt without love. We are nothing unless love is in us. We can do nothing. The things that we accomplish have no value unless love is in our hearts. And this is God's heart for you and I. As we're his children, he desires for us to operate out of this place of love for each other. Because we are his ambassadors here on this earth. We are the example that the world sees. They're not looking to him for an example. They're looking at us. What example are we? What kind of love do we have in our heart? How full is your heart of love? If it's not full of love, the kindness threshold is going to be hard to step over. Kindness is we're going to move on to kindness now. Kindness is one of the biggest and best tools that we have in our toolbox as Christians. Because we're in a world that is still an eye for an eye, like you do unto me, I'm going to do the same thing back to you. But if we would posture ourselves in this place of love, even if somebody says something wrong to you, offends you, or does something to violate your trust, when we have love in our heart, when God has poured into our heart and we're filled with his love, there's nothing that can come out of us but kindness. Like, it's impossible. It's impossible to have a heart full of God and anything but kindness come out of it. Y'all hearing that? It's impossible for kindness, for anything but kindness to come out of our heart if our heart is full of his love. Anybody can do a random act of kindness. A Christian can do a random act of kindness. A non-Christian can do a random act of kindness. A Muslim can do a random act of kindness. But the kindness that God desires for us is a kindness that comes from the heart. A kindness that is our life. It's what we strive, it's what we strive to be with everything we are. And that's where we get where the fruit of the Holy Spirit comes in. We can't get to this place unless we allow the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts, right? Do y'all agree with that? Yeah. Do y'all agree that we need the Holy Spirit in our hearts to act in kind ways, to allow the love of God to extrude from our bodies? Yeah. We have to have the Holy Spirit helping us. I'm going to give you a good example. I'm going to paraphrase just a little bit. In Luke chapter 10, some of us are familiar with the story of the Good Samaritan, but for those of us who aren't, I'm going to just briefly paraphrase, there was a guy that was beaten up, thrown in a ditch, left for dead. Many people walked by. Some people were walking up the street. They saw him over here. They went to the other side of the road to avoid him. So he's laying in this ditch, dying, bleeding out, whatever's happening to him. And then the Samaritan comes through and was like, oh, there's a guy in the ditch. I better help him, right? Now, here's what's crazy about this story. The person in the ditch was a Jew, and the person that helped him was a Samaritan. Jews and Samaritans, they don't get along in those days. They don't hang out with each other. They dislike each other a lot. This is Jesus' example of what we're supposed to be towards people that don't look like us, that don't act like us, that don't have the same beliefs as us. This is Jesus' example of who we're supposed to be as children of God. The people that we come in contact with, though they may not look physically like they're dying in a ditch, there's a lot of people that we come in contact with that are dying in the Spirit. And when we have the fruit of the Spirit, kindness and love in our heart, we can't help but to put love in action and reach out our hand and say, I see you. That's what the Samaritan did to the Jew. He said, I saw him in the ditch and I had compassion. You and I have the same spirit. We have the spirit in us to show us these people, and they might be around you today. They might be sitting in your row. They might be at your work. They might be in your family. There are people around us that just a small act, just a small smile, a small act of kindness and love can change their life like that. That's what you and I need to strive for in our lives. We have to slow down a little bit to see the needs of others around us. We live in a culture that's busy, right? Everybody's busy. Nobody has extra time. But God's not a keeper of time. The things that we do for his kingdom, we get rewarded for in eternity, right? The things that take a little bit of time, God's a redeemer, right? He's a redeemer. He's redeemed so much in my life. I know he's redeemed things in your life. And many of your lives in here, he can redeem time. Just a little bit of time it might take to be kind to somebody around you. Romans 3:12 tells us that all have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. Good in this scripture literally is translated to kindness. The same kindness we see in the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5:22. There's no way naturally that we can sustain a life of kindness and continue without the Holy Spirit. We might be able to do an act here and there and do things once in a while, but we need Holy Spirit to fill us so we can be kind and love those around us. There's so many organizations in our world that do good things for people. Secular organizations that are reaching the underprivileged and the needy. And we're looking to them for inspiration. We should be a church that they're looking to for inspiration. That we need to paint the picture of what compassion and love and kindness looks like for our world. They should not be getting it from anybody but the church. This is our commission. It's to be loving and kind to people. And we want the people around us, the organizations in our community, to see that they're loving people. They're kind people. We don't need to be getting inspiration from them. They need to get inspiration from us. Jesus gave the golden rule in Luke 6:31, where he said, do to others as you would have them do to you. This scripture I have quoted and quoted and pounded on my boys so much. I have two boys, they're 2 years apart. Do unto others as do unto your brother like you want him to do to you. And like many, they don't interpret that scripture, they just not quite right. they'll say, I am doing unto him as I'm doing the same thing he's doing to me. Do we kind of eye for an eye type thing? Do anybody else do that? Like, well, they're giving me the cold shoulder, so I'm just going to ignore them too. Anybody else been there? Just me. I'll be the transparent one. I'll fall on the sword for us all, okay? Do unto others as you would have them do to you. Not do to others what they're doing to you. If the if this community of believers, if the church would grab a hold of this scripture, do to others as you would have them do to you. If we could just live this every day, our world would change. I believe it. If we would live this every day, our world would change. Do unto others as you would have them do to you. That means if they're being mean to you, you be nice to them. That means if your brother's hitting you, you don't hit him back. See you back there. Right? We do the opposite. If your brother's hitting you, say, please stop. I love you, brother. It's love, church. God is love. And God is patient with us, right? He is kind to us. He's been so kind to us. How kind has he been? This is just one example. He gave a son for us. But there's all kinds of other collateral things that he's done for you and I to show his kindness. For many of us, he's given us a spouse, children. He's provided food, shelter, finances. He provides for his kids because he's kind, because he loves us. Because he doesn't desire for us to live a life outside of that love. Because that's who he is. And that's who we're called to be. We're his ambassadors, like I said earlier, on this earth. So we're called to be love. And when we put that into action, kindness happens. It's amazing when we allow God to speak to our hearts. When we allow God to pour into us just a little bit more, when we allow God in that area of our life, he fills us with his love. And we can't help but to be nice to people. Sometimes I can't help but to smile at somebody. Even through the mask. Smile with your eyes now, right? It's because God's love's in me. God's love's in you. Kindness is in you. The attribute is in your heart. We have to allow God to pull it out of us. You may be asking yourself, I'm still a little iffy about being kind to everybody. Still not quite sure if I should be nice to everybody. There's a couple people that I'm not sure that I can be nice to, that I can be kind to, that I can show love to. Let's read Romans 2, verse 4. It says, don't you see how wonderfully kind, tolerant, and patient God is with you? Does this mean nothing to you? Can't you see that his kindness is intended to turn you from your sin? Listen, God loves everybody, so we should love everybody. No matter what, no matter what their beliefs are, no matter where they live, no matter where they're from, this is God's heart. He was wonderfully kind and tolerant and patient towards us, right? For those of us that have a relationship with him. right? I mean, there are probably many times where he's like, I'm not so sure about JJ. But it's out of his characteristics to be different, to change his mind, to change. That's not who he is. He's the one constant that we have in our lives. Dan and Mary Hess going back to Albania. COVID, in the world, that is impossible for them to do this during the season. But God said, no, I've got a plan. COVID can't stop me. They're going back to Albania because their heart is full of love for the people of Albania. And God has a plan for them there. He has a plan for you and I here. For those of us that are staying in this community, there's a mission field right outside these doors. There's people that you come in contact with every day that are these people that God's trying to show kindness to, that's intended for them to turn from their sin. Our kindness is a seed planted. When you and I are kind to those around us, it's a seed planted in their life. We can plant seeds. We can plant more seeds, and we can plant more seeds. If we walk out this door with love in our hearts and operate in our life where kindness is what happens when we are in communication, kindness is what happens with that person at work, that's the person you were thinking about earlier when I was like, do I have to be kind to everybody? We all have a person that is extra hard to be kind to, right? Just me again? Okay. Okay, I'll fall on the sword one more time. I have people in my life that's very hard for me to be kind to. But it's my kindness that might be that light bulb for them. Wait, I annoy the tar out of this guy and he's going to be kind to me? What's he got in his heart? I need some of that. Right? Just a little act, a little smile, a little response that's not normal. That's what God is. He's abnormal. So we can be a little peculiar too, right? Be a little different. Stand out just a little bit. We don't want to stand in. We want to stand out. We want to be extra kind to people. Love people a little more than they love us. Love them into a relationship with God. Right? That's what it's about. It's about His kingdom. It's about being loving and kind to His people. We are all His children. Because I'm in a relationship with Him doesn't make Him love me more than He loves the person across the street that doesn't know Him. He loves us exactly the same. And that won't change. We can love Him just like that too. We can make a choice today. Each and every person in this room can make a choice. We're going to walk out these doors. We can make a choice. God, fill me with Your love so I can be kind. Or we can make a choice to say, I'm not so sure. This kind of, to me, it's a no-brainer. Kindness makes me feel good. Just being nice makes me feel like a good person. It makes me smile. It makes me feel good. It gives me all the feels inside. It makes my butterflies in my stomach when you're nice to somebody. You bring a smile to somebody's face. That's the choice we can make today. Be kind. God is kind. God is love. We too can be kind. We don't have anything to be afraid of. There's nothing to be afraid of. Nobody's going to make fun of you for being kind. There's nothing to be scared of. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Now this power, God has empowered us through the Holy Spirit. The love is what He gives us so we can put it in action and to be kind to others. And He gives us thoughts, sound thoughts, good thoughts. But we have to let Him fill us with His Spirit. Can you stand with me? We're going to sing this song one more time together. And I want to invite you, as we're singing this song, you can lift your hands in an act of response. Just ask God to fill your heart. Ask God to fill your heart with love. Number two, you can ask God to fill you with the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, it's nearly impossible to respond in love to everything. And number three, if you don't know Jesus, today is your day. You can know him. It's the best relationship you'll ever be in. You can ask Jesus during this song, Jesus, come into my heart as my Lord and Savior, and he will enter your heart. He will give you a deposit of love, and you can share with others. So as we sing this song, reflect or sing along, and I'll be back up in just a minute to close us out. We declare this. We are children of God. We are children of God. We are children of love. We are children of love. God desires so much for us. Ministry team, can you go ahead and come up? If you need prayer here for anything, we have ministry teams on each side. If you're online with us this morning and you need prayer, please connect with us. There'll be a link popping up just in just a moment. You can click on and connect and ask for prayer. If you ask Jesus into your heart today, we want to know about it. Connect with us. We want to get some resources in your hand. If you ask Jesus in your heart and you're here, grab one of us. Come up to one of the prayer teams. We want to know. We want you to leave here with resources to help you with this journey. Let me pray for you guys. God, I thank you for your people. I thank you that your love is filling us. God, I thank you that your heart towards us hasn't changed and it will not change, God. God, I pray today that we will be equipped and motivated and walk out these doors in operation of love, and that your kindness would be our reality, and that we could be just a generation of your believers that changed the landscape of our world through your love. God, bless each person as they go. Protect them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. We love you, church. Thanks for joining us online. We'll see you soon. We love you guys. Don't forget, if you need prayer, please come up.